This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Nancy Pelosi is denying the president his day in the court in the Senate, and she's actually trying to tell Mitch McConnell how to run the Senate. She's trampling on the separation of powers. It's the Senate's job.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney. And as we swing into the holiday, many of you have off, but here we are. Hustling on the show, the little show that could, coming up this hour, Mr. Kate Delaney, as he hangs by my side. What a year it's been, 2019. So we're going to talk about a couple of things that have happened over the weekend. Plus, we'll dive into the mailbag and take a look at what else is going on around these United States. So I'm here for you while all the big boys take off. Sean Hannity, my pals, right? All of the big shots, but we're here, like I said. And that's what was duly noted by Jake, who said, keep on rolling. Do you believe it's been 15 years? Unbelievable 15 years. All right, so what is shaking around these United States? Sadly, there's been a couple of fires. Two bodies were recovered from a Philadelphia row house fire. When we hit the holidays, things start to happen with fires, sometimes more because of what goes on with Christmas trees, etc. I can't tell how many firemen I've talked to where they've told me about those kinds of problems. And in Las Vegas, they had an apartment fire that killed five and actually injured 13 as well. And you had people that were trying to escape, and some of them were able to escape. And they're still investigating it, but they think because they needed the stove for heat, they had it turned up, and the Las Vegas Fire and Rescue guys said the fire is the worst fatal fire in the city's history, and the damage is somewhere in the $500,000 category or whatever, but really, really sad there. From the world of politics, you know, politics keeps on ticking, except for that the government remains open, which is a very, very good thing, because over the weekend, the president signed that funding bill, and of course, on the Hill, they agreed to it. So instead of having the conversations about the government's not funded, it's not funded, and how many days we're going to be out and what's going to happen with that, that's not even part of the conversation. Instead, the conversation is about impeachment. Now, moving forward, is there going to be this trial in the Senate? Yet Dick Durbin, who said senators have gone too far in saying how they'll vote before the impeachment trial has even begun. You have other grumblings of why are we doing this? You have the VP's chief of staff confident, saying he's confident that Pelosi will somehow yield on sending the articles of impeachment. I mean, there's a clash obviously being set up between Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell. So between the House and the Senate, you know, look, we talk about this all the time. It's a numbers game. And that's what it's about. How do you win, keep it, yield it? What do you do with it? The Speaker's refusal to transmit the articles of impeachment passed by the House to the Senate, that's triggered a direct power game with the Senate Majority Leader, and it's pitting them at odds, obviously, logistically. McConnell said on the Senate floor after a meeting with the Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, and moments before informally closing out the chamber for the next 2 weeks, because that's the deal. They're out. And so this doesn't bounce back until the beginning of January, which we already knew that's what was going to happen here. And we already knew how the numbers were set up, too, as well. And so at this point, that's the way the world turns, according to Washington, you know, politics. And like I said, the impeachment that we keep hearing, it's, yes, the vote for the articles happened. What happens in the Senate, it's still very, very vague, very vague. Senator Chuck Schumer, he was part of what I call the Sunday swirl, where politicians sound off to various longtime network anchors who have shows. And Schumer said that the emails released this week showed a White House official telling the Pentagon to freeze aid to the Ukraine just hours after the president and the Ukrainian president Zelensky spoke. And they said it's proof that the White House witnesses are necessary and for this Senate impeachment trial, because that's what the Democrats are arguing. How can you have a trial without having witnesses? And the Republicans are saying, no, we're not going to have witnesses. There aren't going to be any. But we can talk about this and analyze this in every which way that's possible. But in the end, nothing is going to happen in this break period where people are pretty much out and off of the hill, if you will, and they're celebrating with their families or visiting constituents or doing whatever it is that they're doing during this time period. Every once in a while, you'll have somebody that will stay behind, but you, for the most part, have just a clearing in the, in Washington, D.C., so we're probably not going to see much of anything happen, because there's nothing to happen. Let's put it that way. All right, let's dive into a couple of different directions. I call these the quick hits. And coming up when we go to the mailbag, we'll talk about that too as well. There's a lot of conversation about what were the big stories of 2019 when you come to the end of the year. That's one of the things that you talk about when you look back. And then, of course, bouncing into 2020 is another big deal, obviously. And, one of the biggest deals entertainment-wise was Game of Thrones and the ending of Game of Thrones and how huge it was for HBO and how many people became mega fans of that series that captivated us for years and years and years. And when it started off with the kind of budget they had, and I was at their sound studios when I went to Ireland a couple of years ago when it first was underway, and maybe that was probably like 5 or 6 years ago, 6 years ago, I think, when it first was underway. And I had no idea when we were talking about it just how big that would become and what an incredible, incredible, incredible series that turned out to be. And then conversations about what they call sheroes, women who have made a difference, like Simone Biles and what she's done for gymnastics, the most decorated of all, just absolutely incredible what she did for the gymnastics world, especially because it's under fire for all the misconduct that's happened, the ridiculous misconduct with one of the doctors and the amount of abuse that went on. And then the other big story, of course, was the women in soccer and what Team USA was able to do. Now it's been 4 World Cups that they've won, and some of the heroes from those games, and now what happens the next time around as we go into the Olympics, etc. But how many fans they have, and then the fight for equal pay because they've won these World Cups and the men have made more money, and you have a lot of male athletes and others that are behind the women soccer players to try to make that happen. So we'll see. That's going to be another big story that bounces into 2020. All right, when we come back, we're going to dive into the mailbag as we get ready for a holiday break. And then, of course, Mr. Kate Delaney says, stay with us.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's DrinkSuperTea.com, 818-965-9113. DrinkSuperTea.com.
Oh, you have mail, mistress.
Let's dig in the mailbag.
I am always amazed by the amount of mail that we get on this show. Thank you so much for that. Go to katedelaneyradio.com, katedelaneyradio.com, click on contact. And remember, 24/7, the window is open, calorie free. Speaking of that, the Burger King plant-based option, who knew that the impossible would become so probable for so many people? I like their commercials and the way that they feature the impossible, I think they call it the Impossible Whopper, right? Something like that, the Impossible Whopper. And I've tasted it, and it's actually pretty good. But I got this one from Joe, who says exactly that. Have you tasted the Impossible Whopper? I am all not about plant-based food. My buddy tricked me, and I don't know if it was the mayonnaise, ketchup, or what it was, but it tasted really, really good. So what a smart thing for them to do, right, marketing-wise? Because then they have their beef, and then they've got this Impossible Whopper, but it's not a calorie-like kind of thing. The Impossible Whopper has 630 calories. Do you know it's only 30 less than the Whopper? So if you eat meat and you go and eat a Whopper, I mean, so if you get the Impossible Whopper, you're not saving cows, if that's the idea. If you're not a meat eater, then it's different. It makes sense, because then you can go to a place like that, I suppose, and you can eat the Impossible and eat with your friends who are eating the fast food burger. But you're definitely not saving calories, let's put it that way. All right, I got this one from Tommy, who's listening to us on KVOI in Tucson, Arizona. And, boy, I have a lot of friends in Arizona. I talk about that all the time. I love going to Arizona. Love, love, love it. And he says, wondering what you think of some of the new movies that are out there. And I can tell you it's about going to see Star Wars. I want to see Star Wars with my nephew who's coming to visit. And I won't see Cats. That was a Broadway thing that I think was where it should have stayed. That doesn't interest me. And I will see a couple of other things that are... I haven't seen Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. You know, Tom Hanks is always tremendous. I saw Bombshell because I was curious what they, how they would portray Roger Ailes and what that story would look like. And I thought it was pretty good. It didn't do Megyn Kelly any favors, and I think she hasn't seen it. The actress who played her, Charlize Theron, said she hadn't had any kind of conversations with her about playing her, and she was a dead ringer for her. But I don't think that that's drawing huge numbers in the box office category. I mean, Star Wars is going to do that. Any of your big pictures are more likely to pull people in, I think. And that's it. That's going to be the biggest one over the holidays, because always this time of year is when people go to the movies. You have kids off, grandkids, whatever. You're off for a day or two, and if you're going to catch a movie, this is probably when you're going to do it. I want to see the Adam Sandler movie, too. And we did a little preview of that movie. And it was about that he was a diamond dealer. And I saw him somewhere. I can't remember where. He was on one of those, one, I don't know if he was on Fallon or what show he was on, and they showed a little clip of him. And I thought it was interesting the kind of role that he plays, and knowing a little bit about that diamond district and how cutthroat it can be, and the character seemed kind of edgy, that looked like that could be a pretty good movie. I'll tell you something. I'm going deeper on this now, but something that people are talking about, The Mandalorian. And The Mandalorian has really, of anything that's out there, that has gotten the most buzz that I can remember. And the only way you can watch it is you got to get Disney Plus, so that new streaming service. They were so smart. And they've got 7 episodes that you can watch. And then the last remaining episode is going to be released on Friday, December 27th. So the cost is like $7 almost a month, or $70 for a year, that kind of thing. So they're smart, because they knew people were going to be interested in this, and they are interested in The Mandalorian. So I think that is something I would be interested in seeing, because I'm interested in Star Wars, and especially based on the reaction that I'm getting from, you know, so many other people about it. To me, that makes sense. I got this one from... Yeah, this one from Bobby, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about the Mariah Carey song last week and the whole All I Want for Christmas, and that song gets on my nerves, so I can't imagine that it was number one on the Billboard 100 all these many years. You hear it so many times over and over again. Can't they create some new Christmas music? Well, you know what they say, that people who do they used to say people that did Christmas music, that was the end of their career. So now it's interesting, because it's not now if you are doing well, then people like you, and people, you have an audience, then you do a Christmas album, and even more people will snap up the Christmas album. So I don't know that that's necessarily true. That used to be the saying, that you were, if you were doing a Christmas album, something was going on, because this was signifying it was the end of your career. Then I got this one from Michael, who asked about the government shutdown. Of course, we were going to see a repeat of the shows we've seen in the past, where the government shuts down and holds people hostage that work for the government. And the answer is no. The government shutdown that could have happened didn't. It was averted because Congress and the president decided to fund the government. Especially, what's interesting is it's in the middle of this whole impeachment thing. So 1 year after the historic shutdown, Congress and the White House decided that they'll fund it this time. A $1.4 trillion spending package that the president signed late on Friday funds federal departments and agencies through the end of September, and it avoids the repeat of last winter's record 35-day government shutdown. Remember that? So that you forget because time flies, but 35 days it was shut down. A quarter of the federal government shut down last December 22nd and was shuttered until January 25th because it was a budget stalemate between the president and the Democrats. And it was the first time they had seen it for that many days, anything like that. So this time, I think it was smart. With everything else that's going on, the last thing would be having the government shut down. So $1.4 trillion was the bill, I'll say it again, to avoid the shutdown. Period. And the other big thing is, and we had some reaction from this last week from a couple of different people that are longtime listeners of the show, like Mac, about what was going to happen with tobacco. And there's actually bipartisan legislation, you know, for that too. And what happened with the tobacco age, it's been raised to the, to 21. So that is pretty big. When you think of what we're talking about with tobacco and, you know, the addictiveness, the nicotine, with what's happened with vaping. And so Congress, well, they're saying they're going to do this, raise it to from 18 to 21. And that's part of what was the whole package of the spending deal. So 18 to 21 is a huge change. In fact, the proposal for this to avoid the shutdown was over 2,300 pages. And what that means, and that's included in this, what it means is, of course, it's a violation of federal law to sell tobacco to anyone under 21, which would mean if you look young and you smoke cigarettes and you go into these stores, they may card you. So you might get carded with this new minimum age requirement. And it would be all tobacco products. So e-cigarettes, vaping cartridges, all of that, because we've had all that scrutiny over vaping because of the horrible lung problems so many kids are having. You know, 34 deaths, that outbreak of those lung injuries was terrible. 19 states and the District of Columbia have already raised the minimum age on tobacco products to 21 already. So there was bipartisan support for raising that age on the federal level, and I'm not surprised by that you have agreement between the Republicans and the Democrats, because, I mean, of course, that's where they can find common ground. All right, coming up next, Mr. Kate Delaney, which means the Hubs comes and joins me on the show, and we're going to talk about a couple of different things, including Eddie Murphy coming back to Saturday Night Live. He has some iconic characters. Back when Saturday Night Live was probably maybe the funniest in its entire run. Thanks for hanging with us, Kate Delaney. Happy holidays, everybody. See you in a few.
Have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is tweeting that the Democrats have no case after a new demand for impeachment testimony. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says an email from a White House aide is shedding light on President Trump's request for Ukraine's leader to investigate the Bidens.
This email is explosive. A top administration official, one that we requested, is saying, stop the aid 91 minutes after Trump called Zelensky and said, keep it hush hush. What more do you need to request a witness?
But Senate Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham says Democrats' feelings about the president are out of control.
Democrats hate him so much, they don't love anything constitutional anymore. All the rules have been thrown in a ditch to get Trump, from the way they impeached him to now denying his day in court.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi everyone, Wayne Alarus. Listen carefully to another great offer on one of the most sought-after assets on earth. The world of political turmoil just gets crazier and crazier. Impeachment hearings, China trade wars, Fed money pumping, which are creating bubbles that could burst any day now. With one exception, gold and silver, which are currently undervalued and have excellent growth potential in 2020. So here's another irresistible offer to help you cash in on asset protection while you still can. My sponsor, Swiss America, is willing to ship my listeners another popular silver coin, the U.S. Peace Dollar, for just $16.50 each delivered while supplies last. You heard me right. This is an exclusive offer to my listeners by calling 800-289-2646. Write it down, 800-289-2646. Get your supply of silver U.S. Peace Dollars for just $16.50 each delivered, 800-289-2646, or go to SwissAmerica.com.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. That's right, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. 800-932-1789. That's 800-932-1789.
Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Show Kate Delaney here with Mr. Kate Delaney. So how about those Philadelphia Eagles beating your Dallas Cowboys?
The Beagles can suck it.
You don't like them?
That's an understatement.
Yeah. I'm doing the big show. I'm doing CBS Sports this upcoming weekend, so check me out across America. They're on in Los Angeles and Chicago and New York and stuff, and I'll be talking about this. I'll be grinding it in. Maybe I shouldn't because I'm on in New York, but I'll be talking about the fact that Philly beat the Eagles and the Eagles beat the Cowboys, and the Cowboys could have won the NFC East.
I hate to tell you, but you're the only one who cares about your Eagles. The Eagles just aren't that important.
You know what? You could be right. All right, so nobody cares about that except for that I wanted to tell the listeners that nobody nailed the score. We have people that call in for Nail the Score, and it's probably our most popular segment because I think everybody thinks they're going to get, as far as guessing, everybody thinks that they're going to get big prizes, etc., but no, you're not going to win any big prizes because nobody's going to nail the score. It's hard to do. And the game was, that was the game of the week. This is the holiday season where, of course, if you don't drink, you don't drink, and there's non-alcoholic beverages, but there is a cool drink that I like that is kind of like champagne, but you don't get that weird headache afterwards, and I'm wondering if you like Prosecco.
I don't think that I've ever tried Prosecco, and I'm just wondering if you're on the take from the Italian Prosecco board or something.
Because I want to live in Italy. Don't you want to move to Italy? You got to get cozy with the Italians.
Well, if you're going, I'm going. Yeah, sure, I want to live in Italy.
Sure. You know what's sad is that I was looking at pictures for people listening, and a lot of you live by trains, and we live, and I like this because I grew up in an area where there was trains in the background, and there was a train derailment. I guess about 20 train cars went off the tracks on Sunday morning in Cincinnati. Did you see that?
I'm just seeing it right now on your computer screen. It looks pretty bad.
Yeah, they say that it happened in the morning at, it was still dark out, it was starting to get light, but 7 to 8 cars flew off the track, and it was just west of downtown along the Ohio River. I know that area pretty well because I went to school in Athens, Ohio, and I had a lot of roommates from Cincinnati, so I spent some time there, and it's a cool area, but it's lucky they didn't have anybody get hurt, but they didn't, thank goodness.
No injuries reported. Our thoughts and prayers do go out to WKRP in Cincinnati.
Did you used to watch WKRP?
Every once in a while.
Yeah, every once in a while. I think it was I don't know that I watched it when it was on, because what was that, a 70s show?
It was probably reruns by the time I was old enough to see it.
Yeah, same thing for me. I mean, I thought it was Howard Hessman, right? Wasn't he in it? Like, I can't even remember all the people. It was good. Lonnie Anderson, who married Burt Reynolds. It was good. There was another show that's like radio, especially, I think they were in New York, but it was, of course, there's Frasier, that was a West Coast show, and then there was News Radio, it was called, and that show was, I thought, was really good. Phil Hartman was on it, and he was super sad, tragic ending for him, but he was super funny on that show, and that really portrayed what news radio was like, where Frasier really portrayed what talk radio was like. I have a buddy named Bob Kay, who was a program director in Los Angeles. And here's a good peel back the curtain for people listening. And he was approached by the Frasier producers to get Kelsey Grammer and other people that were involved in the main gig that he did, which of course was talk radio, was to teach him how to be in talk radio. That would be kind of an interesting job. Show the actors what you need to do, what it was like.
Pretty cool, but I hear it didn't pay very much.
No, it didn't. It didn't pay nothing, but it didn't pay. Yeah, it didn't pay huge money. No, but it was. He said it was a great experience. I mean, he just in being with them and that whole thing. He said was really, really fun. Bob Kay, what a guy. All right, Cats on the big screen. What do you think of Cats on the big screen?
I think Taylor Swift is a cat lady.
Taylor Swift. She made a brief appearance, apparently, in the Cats movie musical. But the Cats musical bombed. I mean, people weren't interested in seeing it. I don't know why they thought, because it was so big on Broadway, they thought it would be good on the big screen, I guess.
You said the musical bombed, but you're talking about the movie bombed. It doesn't translate as well from the theater to the big screen, because it computer-generated giant cat people are kind of weird, unless it's a sci-fi movie.
Yeah, the CGI, you mean. That whole thing with the CGI is crazy. And, I mean, there's a ton of celebrities in this movie, and lots of people have gone to see Cats, or they've been dragged to see Cats, but it just didn't float. All right, so here's the big deal. We're into the holiday. Happy Hanukkah for those who celebrate Hanukkah. And Christmas is coming up in a couple of days. Are you done all your Christmas shopping? Because we have not been shopping together.
I'm done almost all of it. I still have some more to do for myself.
Because you buy yourself some presents every year?
I always buy myself presents for Christmas.
You do not. Do you do that?
I do, because I know what I want.
Wow. And then give them to me and say, here's what you can give to me. You're picky. So you are. You're really picky, and that makes sense. So it's kind of like you should go out and buy your own Christmas presents, and then I should just wrap them up for you.
Yeah, Harleys, boats, the jet one year.
Jet. Again, you think I'm one of the guys in talk radio, like Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity or someone, right? You're confusing.
Yeah, that's too bad. They did give him a jet for his anniversary present for the radio.
Oh, a jet and huge contracts. Are you kidding? Premier, same thing. And they're all Premier, so... yeah, both of them got giant, giant, giant contracts. So Merry Christmas to them, right? That's a good Christmas when you get a jet.
You going to get me at least a remote-controlled jet?
I can afford that. We'll get you a remote-controlled jet. How's that? That works. One thing that has happened, even though it's been around for a long time, it's been around for at least a couple of years, all of a sudden, the Alexa phenomenon, the voice activation is huge. Like Google Home, people, one of the biggest sellers for Amazon has been the Dot. And you know I do this feature that's on this show here, and it's also on Alexa. If you go to Alexa and you go to the skills section, you can get it, and you just ask for Kate Delaney's her story, and it's little snippets of women in history. It's really fun because so many men were so supportive of lifting up some of these women, like Amelia Earhart and some others as well. But now that's a bigger deal. I don't understand it. I guess it just didn't catch on in the beginning as much because now it's become like the huge thing.
What, a smart home?
No, I mean the whole idea of getting an Echo Dot or Google Home or any of that stuff.
Well, the richest man in the world probably knows how to sell you something.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos. Right. So it's I think it's that because I had that conversation at the big radio convention that I went to for listeners. It's just kind of interesting. With Gary Vee, if you look up Gary Vee, he is just incredible what he did with his family's wine business and how significant he became in social media. And he talked about how, because we're always multitasking and doing other things, how voice and audio is extremely big. And, of course, he was at radio and he was saying, kind of like what I'm doing, is you can leverage audio, like here we are with these fabulous radio affiliates, and I love them all for supporting the little show that could with the little broad that could, and Tucson and Tampa and wherever. And it's good that you can also take that and use it in other ways with radio, in conjunction with radio, because I started out as a television person, but I always liked radio, and I love that audio now has become so big. You like audio. You were an audio guy when I met you.
Still an audio guy, sort of. I'm just poor now.
You're just a poor audio guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. This is an interesting conversation about recalls and cars, just quickly as we kind of wrap up here. But Ford is in the middle of a big recall. 600,000 Ford, Mercury, Lincoln cars. They said they had 15 crashes. And so it's a hydraulic defect, they're saying, that could lead to crashes. That's scary. That there's certain versions of the Ford Fusion, the Mercury Milan, I don't know that I've ever even seen them, but a Lincoln MKZ, that's like on the list too. I think people don't pay attention sometimes to recalls.
I think they're recalled for being so ugly.
Well, hopefully people take that to heart. They get things in the mail or whatever, because I that's what I'm saying. It's hard to reach people on these recalls. Like, I know there's been recalls with cars I've had and I didn't know and found out somehow, because I do this for a living, but I don't know that I would have found out if there was one.
They will find you.
Music means you got to go Christmas shopping, okay? I think Walmart's still open. Are you going to go?
Money, it's a gas.
All right, thank you. Stay with us and we wrap up this hour of the show next.
Shut up. shot at in Mexico, 100 drinks at a well-worn bar with some shady-looking characters in Vegas, riding a bike from Dallas to Seattle on a bet, scribbling the words dungeon on a napkin while two passengers next to you on a plane wonder, what the heck does that mean? I'm Kate Delaney, and what does this have to do with my success, and why do you care? It's part of my journey that I want to share with you in my new book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Luckily now I can laugh at some of what seemed like utter disasters at the time. Can any of you relate? That's exactly what you'll discover by reading my book. I picture you on a boat, beach, or relaxing in the backyard, laughing out loud until you rupture your spleen. Well, hopefully not. While pulling out some seriously rare and secret stuff. Doesn't matter what you do or where you are right now, anyone in any walk of life can use what I learned in my years of crisscrossing around the United States pursuing my dreams. So what do you want to get out of life? Happiness? Contentment? Why are you here? Pick up my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, at Amazon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Nancy Pelosi is denying the president his stay in the court in the Senate, and she's actually trying to tell Mitch McConnell how to run the Senate. She's trampling on the separation of powers. It's the Senate's job to dispose of impeachment articles once passed by the House. It's not Nancy Pelosi's job.
Nancy Pelosi getting ready for a fight, a clash with Mitch McConnell. Hey, everybody. A big holiday weekend. Happy, happy Hanukkah to all of you as we come to a close for this hour of the show. And also those celebrating Kwanzaa, Christmas, whatever it is you celebrate. You get it. You know what I mean. But this big fight has been now kind of put on the back burner. Why? Because it's 2 weeks off, really, for those in power in the legislative branch. And I think this is going to be a big deal as we jump into January, because the Speaker is not transmitting the articles of impeachment passed by the House to the Senate, and it's triggered a weird power game, although there always is a power game when it comes to the Senate and Congress. They're at odds, but an even bigger one with the Senate Majority Leader, and it puts the two biggest congressional names up against each other like a heavyweight battle. Who do you think wins that one? Nancy Pelosi or Mitch McConnell? And McConnell said on the Senate floor after a meeting with Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer that we remain at an impasse on the logistics. So that's the word from last week, that it's an impasse and nothing, you know, nothing's happening here. So when we roll into 2020, that's when this whole thing is going to come to a head between not just McConnell and Pelosi, but obviously what's going to happen here and whether or not they're going to have some kind of a trial. And that's what the tussle is over. So bringing it back around and flowing into the end of 2019, the end of 2019 is about impeachment, the divide in the country, polls as to who the Democrat candidate's going to be and what does impeachment do, and the same thing with President Trump, who has gone out and done victory tours and laps and campaign rallies and talked about what's been happening as it's moved along. And, of course, he's not shy about what he says through the miracle of Twitter. But nevertheless, it's kind of like a wild chess game. Who is going to make the next move? Pelosi either wins or McConnell wins, and what kind of a trial is this going to be? The Republicans are saying, we're not calling any witnesses, and then you have Democratic senators saying, well, how can you have a trial if you don't have any witnesses? What is that so-called trial going to look like? It's never dull, right? It is never dull. We can say that comfortably. And know that I'm right in that. It's never, ever dull. As somebody who's spent much time in Washington and you try to extract information, but half the time it's hidden underneath something else, and then you have to scrape it off, kind of like I think of Washington as a scratch-off. And you're looking for the big deal, but it never quite gets there, and you're trying to line everything up. And that's pretty much Washington, always seemingly in a stalemate, except for when it's come to the government being shut down. That was all funded. That's a good thing, because now we don't have 30-plus days in limbo where we have to go back on this, and the government's funded as we go through the end of the year. Very, very good. Not good, and we've heard about this in Japan. They talk about people who have worked themselves to death, and I heard a sad story about a 42-year-old dad of two in England who had a heart attack at the end of a 12-hour shift. They say he was doubled over because of the pressure to deliver all the packages he was delivering, 240 a day, and he was pulling these grueling shifts. And how sad is that? The kids are young, and he was just pushed to his limit, they think. I mean, a heart attack's a heart attack, right? But when you're overworked, you're overworked, and that's what friends and family are saying, that it was just too much. And UPS released a statement where they just said, we're saddened by the loss of our fellow UPSer, and they say he will have died from natural causes, but the friends who knew him and his workmates say he thinks that he just worked himself to death working in that delivery role. Something to think about, right? And I've talked about this on the show, the lack of sleep and whatever. It's just such a slippery slope. But when you have kids, you have a family, got, you know, an economic engine to feed, and, you know, what is it you do for a living, and trying to make extra money, and et cetera. And, sad. That is way too young to go. Way too young. I talked about this in the beginning of the hour, that the people who were injured, when over 60 cars were mangled in a pileup on I-64 in Virginia, there was ice and fog. It was awful, devastating. I mean, that is major. And it's that Queens Creek overpass area. I've been there many, many, many times. I was looking at the catastrophic nightmare that it became. I can't believe more people weren't injured in that. I mean, this was nasty stuff. And it's still not clear. They're still working on it, from what I understand, in the aftermath of this. And then, of course, you have people during the day that went by that were trying to look and see what was going on. But you had ice and that black ice, which is so deadly. If you've ever driven and you've been on black ice, you know exactly what I'm talking about. Some of you are listening to us in pretty hairy, carry areas where that's the norm, meaning you get so much snow and ice that, of course, sometimes it turns into black ice, and then what that looks like, and it's horrible. The one thing that's tricky, rain, snow, ice, all of that leading up to Christmas, people want a white Christmas, but they don't want a white Christmas when we're in the middle of something like that. And I gave you the forecast leading up to the week, and now we're getting ready to get into the week, and we're a handful of days away. Some Americans will wake up to snow, but a lot of people that were hoping they were going to get snow, it's just going to be another year of disappointment. That in some areas that you will not have that in on Christmas. I mean, of course, in the West, you're listening to us there. You look at, you know, the Northern Plains, the Upper Midwest, the interior Northeast, probably they'll have snow according to the National Weather Service. But for others who were hoping they would get some and it would linger in some of those areas that sometimes you get it, like in the Southwest, you're listening to us in Arizona, or I lived in New Mexico and Nevada, and I've lived in all three of those places. And sometimes you do get snow. I mean, even just a little bit of snow. But I think the towns with the higher elevations, of course, have a better shot of that. Like Salt Lake City, they might get snow and they have kind of marginal temperatures, so it could be mixed with rain. But there is something about when you are at your destination, you're going to be there for a little bit. There's something about getting snow, not black ice, not trying to get somewhere when you're in horrible icy conditions, but actually getting snow where you are. And of course, in the ski areas, if you're talking about Colorado, I mean, that's a given. It's a question of how much snow and if it's going to be that great powder, or they haven't gotten much snow and they're making it more, but there will be snow in those areas like Copper Mountain and Vail and Aspen and, you know, the areas where you get enough snow that takes you usually through the entire, depending on what the season is, takes you through the entire season. And especially now, you're close to being at the top, or, you know, 3 or 4 weeks into it. And they've had some big snows in Colorado, so they shouldn't have a calamity with that. You should expect, if you're listening to me in that area or headed to that area, that you will be able to see some of that. And maybe you even have a chance to go see, and I mentioned this at the top, Skywalker, that box office for Skywalker, some thought was disappointing because it was down 20% from the Last Jedi debut, but I think it's going to blow the lid off the $175 million-plus that the final installation of the Skywalker trilogy gets, because it's exceeded what they thought it was going to open at. They thought it was going to open at less than $175, and now you're going to have more moviegoers as we get deeper into the week. I'll give you my cheap movie review when we come back from the holidays, for sure, because I know my nephew and I are definitely going to see it. Music means we are out of time. Thanks, George, for helping us with this show, and all of you for listening to this hour. Make it count, everybody.
Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping.
Order now at drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com, 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.